Welcome to Dragon Football Weekly. Tucker Green here with Jess Walker, coming to you after a tough region rivalry loss to the Gilmer Bobcats last Friday night in Ellijay. The Dragons falling 35-24 to snap a 8-game win streak against the Bobcats. There was a cancellation due to COVID. Last time Gilmer winning in that contest was in 2013, so it had been quite a time, and of course a little bit of disappointment there for the Dragons, and unfortunately what kind of continues to be a little bit of a disappointing season, Jess.
Yeah, certainly nothing to hang our, well, I shouldn't say nothing to hang our hats on from Friday. It was the most competitive game, you know, that we've had in a while. There were some bad breaks, but definitely nothing to put an excuse on for the loss last week. It was a tight game to the final minutes. And I know from our standpoint, of course, we would like the outcome to be differently, but that's much more of a rewarding experience for us than some of the games that we have against the Lumpkins and, the Fannins on the schedule. So, a little more entertainment, but I know the boys and the coaching staff, they could really care less about that entertainment, that they're looking for victories. And, the streak wasn't going to continue forever. It obviously, we weren't going to beat them every year to the end of time. We thought, it would come to an end last year, pull down an impressive victory there. But, time to start a new streak in 2024.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Very entertaining game if you were listening Friday night. We, Jess and I, enjoyed it ourselves. Of course, the result was not what we wanted in the fourth quarter. A little later in the fourth quarter kind of is when things began to slip away out of reach for the Dragons, and Jess will kind of break down the game here in just a moment. But throughout the game, a very competitive matchup, which we expected, no surprise. We talked about, we thought both of these teams were pretty evenly matched. Everything indicated that. And that's what we got on Friday night, a very competitive matchup, a good football game from both teams, and unfortunately just slipped away from the Dragons. I think you make, again, a good point, too, on streak can't last forever. Dragons had a great run for a long, long time against the Bobcats. Almost, you hate to say this, almost too good, but I think part of a rivalry is the competition. And like we talked about last week on the podcast, that those down years for Gilmer, it was almost not even fun when you it seems fun when you just kill a team, but when they're not even competitive for multiple years, really not even a shot, it gets a little old. Now the last couple seasons a little more competitive, but I'm sure now this will just give the Dragons a chip on their shoulder to enact some revenge that against the Bobcats going forward. So why don't you break down the game for us for anybody that may have missed it Friday night?
Yeah, starting off, the opening possession with Gilmer on offense was riddled by penalties from the Dragons and honestly handed them a score to start the game off. They had four penalties totaling 40 yards on the first drive. That accounted for about half the yardage total on the drive. Gilmer picks up the early lead a little bit later on, actually. Early second quarter, after trading a couple punts, there is an interception by Pickens. Interception by Pickens committed by Gilmer. Sorry, I didn't really know how to phrase that. That gave Pickens a short field and allowed them to pick up a lead 10-7. It's the first time the Dragons have led in what seems like forever, maybe since the first game of the season, from what I could remember. So that was a good feeling. However, Gilmer immediately answers with a beautifully executed drive to end the half. 4 minutes to go on the clock, they get it, and they run it. They basically time it perfectly. There was a big pass play on the drive, which is something that's uncharacteristic for Gilmer. So they take a 14-10 lead into the half. The missing 3 points that I didn't really detail there was a Charlie Gibbons field goal in the beginning of the second quarter. The Dragons open up the half with a huge play, 70-yard touchdown from C.J. Stryker to Hayden Jones. Now the Dragons have all the momentum. They've retaken the lead. Big play. Everybody's fired up. That momentum begins to change. Starts with Gilmer quickly answering that big play, and then it's followed by a Pickens fumble. Landon Poole, can't really fault him to this. He was just trying to pick up some extra yardage, and one of the casualties that comes with that sometimes is you lose the football. Then what followed that, we thought we had a fumble recovery by Gilmer. Actually, a flag on the play, illegal forward pass. So the flag on Gilmer actually helps Gilmer out tremendously. That drive ends up leading to a touchdown that makes it 28-16. And while the Dragons had their chances in the fourth quarter, those chances were very slim, and they just couldn't ever come back, which led us to a 35-24 final in Gilmer's favor.
Nothing really too unexpected. I think, if anything, you touched on the penalties by the Dragons early. We saw a lot of penalties. That was kind of strange on that opening drive. We don't see it a ton. They did clean it up the rest of the game, so kudos to them. I don't know if it was just jitters coming into the game, being in an LJ road game, rivalry game, possibly. But the good news for the Dragons, they did clean up those penalties later on. Bobcats stuck to what they know best. They ran that triple option run all night long and had a lot of standout guys that ran the ball very effectively for them. I think they threw the ball a total of three times total, a touchdown.
Big
play across midfield that we talked about, I guess, right before half. And then we had an interception they threw, and then another incomplete pass. So total of three passes, just incredible. But, again, that's part of their playbook. That's what they do. So, really, no surprises. As far as key players for me, Hayden Jones, kudos to him, sophomore for the Dragons. He's, as many of you know that keep up, he's a plays receiver, but he's also the backup quarterback, and he stayed in that receiver role all night long. He never took any snaps Friday night, but he had two receiving touchdowns. So, Stryker to Jones, credit to those guys. A couple of big plays. Also, for the Dragons, I just want to give a shout-out to Charlie Gibbons. You noted he had a field goal in the first half, and I think he just is a constant for the Dragons. He does a good job at being an asset for them, so I want to give Charlie a shout-out on his field goal attempt that was made in the first half. For Gilmer, I talked about some guys that really they had some workhorses. What was standout to me and was two were freshmen. Bubba Callahan as well as Peyton Chansey really stood out for the Gilmer Bobcats, which, you know, again, I know we sometimes will talk about opposing teams. Some fans may wonder why we talk about opponents as much as we do, but if you're a Pickens Dragon, those are two names that you're going to be named.
They should be on your radar.
They should be on your radar for the next several years because they're both freshmen, both standouts for sure. Also want to acknowledge, I think, the fans, the team. Like I said, it was a tough loss, and I know they're very disappointed, I imagine, over at Pickens High School today and in the community. But I think the team seemed prepared to me. I mean, they seemed to try and compete. Nothing really in particular that I could point out that I found to be egregious or mistakes on the team. I think the fans were very supportive. The visiting stands were full all night long. And rain was a factor in this game. If you weren't keeping up Friday night, it was a steady rain all night long. It actually increased as the game played on Friday night. So it wasn't the best environment to be in as far as that goes. And I think the players and fans stuck it out. And, you know, you really didn't – nothing – we had a couple of balls pop loose. I don't know if the rain had anything to do with it or not, but didn't appear that they were allowing that to be a huge factor in the game. Any final thoughts on Gilmer Pickens?
Yeah, rain does fit their style, or kind of shouldn't say fit their style. It is a little bit more of a factor to us than it is to them, just because they're threw the ball three times. Definitely want to be on the ground more when it's rainy, nasty weather. I felt like a lot of times this season, they had a little bit more of the strength and physicality in the middle. Time and time again, you mentioned Peyton Chancey. He was just able to pick up 5-6 yards at a time, just right up the gut. Not a lot was done on the edges by Gilmer. It was all done up the middle. So, you know, is what it is. And as I said earlier in the show, look to start a new streak in 2024.
Yeah, the tension now has to turn away. I'm sure that will be the message from the coaches at Pickens to the team is, look, that's behind us. We got to turn our attention to West Hall, and that's where we're going to turn our attention later on in the show. So stay with us. We're going to take a two-minute timeout with our sponsors. We've got a lot of updates from around the region on the other side.
With Northside Hospital, you can look forward to new beginnings, look ahead to comeback seasons, and look up for hope and strength. Northside welcomes you into our community of care, guided by one clear direction, a mission to heal. Led by our expertise in maternity, heart, cancer, orthopedics, and more, you can move into tomorrow with confidence. For a healthier future together, look to Northside Hospital.
Feed all the hungry people in your family at Culver's of Jasper. Their signature butter burgers are fresh, never frozen, and the frozen custard is the perfect treat. Culver's of Jasper is locally owned and operated by local people who care about our community. Their passion for fresh food is as strong as their love for the community. They're proud of where they're located and how their local roots have made them who they are. Get fresh food now at Culver's of Jasper, just in front of Walmart.
Finding the right home for your family is important. The journey can be time-consuming and difficult. You want the right size, the perfect location, and great internet. ETC makes it easy to see what internet services you can get for your future or current home. Visit etcfiber.com, enter your address, and get an overview of all available services with pricing. No more internet surprises. Check before you buy. Make sure your home is right for you with ETC Ignite Internet, offering speeds up to 2.5 gigs. Call 844-708-5288 or visit etcfiber.com.
Back now on Dragon Football Weekly, some consequential games playing out last Friday night. We talked about, we felt the game of the week was Pickens versus Gilmer. You know that result, Bobcats getting the victory over the Dragons 35-24, and I think that will have region implications. I'll let Jess kind of diagnose that here in a moment. But a few other games that played out. White County on the road at West Hall. They took a big victory, to no surprise there, 38-7 over West Hall. Very tight matchup that may be a little bit of a surprise to some, not based on region standings, but based on some of our commentary on our week by week. Wesleyan did get the victory over the Dawson Tigers, but a close matchup there. 21-20 was the final score from Dawsonville, and a big region contest in that game. Current standings have Lumpkin at the number one seed. They were on a bye last Friday. They remain undefeated, 3-0 in region play. Wesleyan, with that victory over Dawson, will go into the 2 seed, 3-1 overall in region play. White and Dawson, both at 3-4, kind of, I would say, almost in a split, though. White 2-1 and Dawson 2-2 on the region. Gilmer is at that 5 seed. They're going to be trying to take that 4 seed from Dawson. They're at 2-2 on region play. And West Hall and Pickens round out the bottom of region standings. Neither have had a region win thus far, 0-3 each. That will change Friday night as those two teams play in Jasper. What are your thoughts so far on where things stand around the region, Jess? But in particular, I'm curious your thoughts on that Wesleyan-Dawson game.
Yeah, very tight. Dawson has definitely come around the last couple weeks. Of course, they had a big victory against us 2 weeks ago. The margin of victory was a lot larger than we expected, and they played Wesleyan close. There will be a lot to be said about their matchup this week. We will detail that after another break here in a second, but I'm beginning to lean with them as who I think will pick up that final playoff spot. I believe they still have White County on their schedule as well, so I'll be that. They may even, you know, be a candidate to sneak in and get the 3rd seed. I do think with their losses, or their loss to Wesleyan, that home playoff game is out of the cards for them. But they definitely came around a little bit. And, you know, when we faced off against Dawson, we talked about how there were the stats and the lineup, starting lineup didn't really make sense. A lot of the players that had been recording stats early on in the season were not in the starting lineup anymore. So we felt like there were some lineup changes there, perhaps even a quarterback change. And maybe that is becoming very beneficial to them as they moved on. Of course, didn't pick up the win against Westland, but much tougher than we expected. And then you talked about White at West Hall, kind of exactly what you would expect there, 38-7 White. Lumpkin was off last week. They continue to roll. I still stand with Lumpkin, Westland, White as the top three. Now, unfortunately, I used to have Pickens in the mix for the four. We would definitely need some, you know, some unforeseen outcomes in order to get back in the mix of this thing. I think it'll be between Dawson and Gilmer fighting for the fourth seed, while ourselves and West Hall are unfortunately on the outside looking in.
A little more on what's upcoming this Friday around the region on the other side of this break. Got to check in with the people that make this coverage of Pickens football possible. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Piedmont Mountainside Hospital has been a leader of quality medical care in Georgia with 16 consecutive A Hospital Safety Grades Leapfrog Group and consistently ranking in the top five Atlanta hospitals in patient excellence. Piedmont offers a wide range of services and specialties, including imaging, cardiac rehabilitation, and general surgery to meet the acute and long-term needs of the community. In addition, Piedmont Mountainside offers 24-hour emergency and intensive care in Jasper and in Ellijay. Choose Piedmont Mountainside. Real change lives here.
The word community means everything to the people of Community Bank of Pickens County. Community is much more than a name to the owners and staff. They're proud to be the area's only locally owned and operated bank and have a staff that lives in our area. They've continued to offer in-person service at both of their full-service locations while also offering you the latest online banking technology. Community Bank of Pickens County, saying go Dragons during this football season. Member FDIC.
My dad has always told me, if you want something done right, sometimes that means you just have to do it yourself.
That's right. Dan Jape here with my son, Daniel, excited to share that we're doing it right again.
Introducing Jape Services.
We're the same family that has served Atlanta with reliable heating, cooling, and plumbing services for over five decades.
Our professionals at Jape Services are licensed, insured, and ready to assist.
And we're doing it right.
Visit japeservices.com.
From our family
to yours,
japeservices.com.
The Pickens County Recycling Centers are open to serve all residents of Pickens County. They offer free paper shredding and free collections of typical recyclable items such as glass, cardboard, and newspaper. You can also recycle large items such as appliances and mattresses for a small fee. The main recycling center is located at 390 Appalachian Court off the 515, or visit the east side location on Cove Road in Marble Hill. The goal of the Pickens County Recycling Center is to reduce waste to our landfills.
You're listening to Dragon Football Weekly, brought to you by Tri-State Communications Sports Network. Tucker still here along with Jess Walker as we talk about the matchups coming up this week around the region. Two big ones, in my opinion. White County will travel up to DeLonga to take on the undefeated Lumpkin Indians. That would be technically a number one seed versus number three seed in region play. And another big matchup we have is the current number four seed taking on the number five seed in what really would be a game probably decide who might could get into the playoffs when Gilmer Bobcats travel to Dawsonville to take on the Tigers. That's going to be a big matchup. Wesleyan is on a bye, and of course the Pickens Dragons will host West Hall in a homecoming game this Friday night. We'll have a little more on that in just a moment, but give me your quick thoughts on these two matchups Friday night and what we might can expect.
I do think Gilmer at Dawson is essentially a playing game to get into the playoffs. That, you know, never know what might happen. I know at this point last year, everybody, you know, was counting Pickens County out. They ended up picking up the three seed, and everyone kind of had Gilmer's in the playoffs at this point last year when they ended up finding themselves on the outside looking in. So you never know what might happen. I'm just doing my best to forecast that I can, and all signs point to that Gilmer at Dawson game being essentially a playoff game for who is going to get into the playoffs. They're tied right now, currently both 2-2. The head-to-head will be a factor as to who gets in. So that would be the game that I have most eyes on. I am curious to see what White can do against Lumpkin, but they've been so tough and so strong, especially they're going to be playing at home this week. It would be interesting to see if White can make a little noise in that game, but I expect Lumpkin to come away with a fairly easy victory.
Two games to keep an eye on for sure with region implications. Turning attention now back to the Dragons. Again, they'll host West Hall on Friday night. It's homecoming for the Dragons at Pickens High School, so I know the community always enjoys that, so that's something to keep up with. They'll have homecoming court, and they'll crown a new queen, which is always, I know, a staple of high school football in the fall. The Dragons and West Hall really kind of a matchup of winless teams as far as region goes, as I've talked about earlier. That's going to have to change Friday night. Somebody's going to get their first region win. West Hall, a team that has really struggled. We became familiar with them during the regional alignment last year. Did not win a region contest last year at all. And thus far, they haven't either. Now, what we know, and I'll let Jess give a little more analysis, what we know, what we've heard, is they are improved over last year. They still struggle. Not a very good football team. I don't know if the program in general is just probably not accustomed to much success as far as football goes. I think maybe they're a little better in some other sports, but football, for whatever reason, they're just not a lot of history of success there for that program. However, we have heard they have improved some. I think some of the results thus far this season have shown that. They're able to score a little, keep games a little more competitive at times. But it's going to be a big matchup, even though probably for either team not going to impact playoffs. I think it's still a big win for a big game for both programs, and they both, I think, need this win Friday night.
Yeah, for sure. And I do agree. I hate to be, negative butt on this show. Even though we are Pickens biased, we, report facts and truth, and facts are that playoffs are probably out of the question. Why important to win this game? Well, for West Hall, what it means would be their first region victory in 2 years. And then for Pickens, what it would mean is you don't want to give a team their first region victory in 2 years. It's almost just a confidence factor for the Dragons. Haven't looked good this season. Lost to a lot of teams that I think are better than us, and lost to a few teams that are on equal level or maybe even a little bit less talented than us. So being able to come a win with this week is almost just a save face type thing. I hate to say that, and I don't mean any disrespect to West Hall when I say that, but as just stated, you don't want to be the team that gives your opponent its first region win in 2 years, since the realignment. Do expect the game to be somewhat competitive, just based on results that we've seen on West Hall's end and then on our own. I don't think that it'll be a game that we just go out there and roll over them. We didn't do that at West Hall last year. It certainly was a comfortable victory, but it was not. It wasn't over by halftime. They were still in the game at the half. I think that this game will be competitive potentially into the second half. You would like to say that the Dragons will have it in hand by the fourth quarter, but I hope we don't sleep on them just because they haven't had a region win in at all since the realignment. I hope we don't go in there sleeping because the way that the season has went so far, we certainly can't afford to sleep on anybody. It'll be important for these boys, for this program, to save a little face, pick up that win against a team that you should beat this Friday night.
I don't know if the Massey spread has come out. Do you have anything on that for Friday night?
I will have that ready for the Northside pregame show on Friday.
Good deal. I don't have a lot of detail either. Another little tidbit I can give fans is one of my sources did tell me they have a pretty talented quarterback. I don't think he's, stellar. I don't know that he has any collegiate offers or anything like that, but a talented quarterback that is very capable in the backfield. So that would be something for the Dragon defense to keep an eye on Friday night. I agree. I think this is just this is important for this team. I think for morale and other things that they need to have this victory on homecoming night in Jasper for a home crowd. And what is also essentially senior night. It will be this Friday night is the last home game for the Dragons. Their final two region games are both on the road. So that's something else to keep in mind. Will be the final time the Dragons are at home this season. I think, as we said, a lot of implications for that game and probably going to be a fairly competitive matchup. So let's make sure they have a good home field advantage, Dragon fans. We're going to take a quick break with our sponsors. We'll be right back with final thoughts as we wrap up Dragon Football Weekly.
Pueblo Cantina is Jasper's best Mexican restaurant. Local folks know they use only fresh ingredients and serve a wide variety of freshly made dishes. Restaurants come and go, but Pueblo Cantina has been open since 1997. Lunch or dinner, 7 days a week. Come to Jasper's best Mexican restaurant, Pueblo Cantina, 25 Luke Carver Drive at 53 and 515 Jasper. Go Dragons!
In sports, every point counts, and at Alpha Insurance, they know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why they work hard to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha policy comes with personal service from their hometown team. Call Alpha to start saving today. In Jasper, call Alpha agent Bill Lawrence at 706-692-2436 or stop by their office at 744 Noah Drive. Score savings with Alpha Insurance.
J.L. Weaver Law Firm of Jasper is proud to be part of the Pickens County community. They're behind the Dragons all the way and want to congratulate all the players, cheerleaders, and band members who've put in countless hours of work for this season. The J.L. Weaver Law Firm specializes in criminal defense, DUI, personal injury, and family law. 57 Southeast Street, Jasper. Call 706-253-1001. J.L. Weaver Law Firm.
Back now on Dragon Football Weekly. Appreciate everybody tuning in this week. Of course, the game coming up this Friday night, as we noted, West Hall versus Pickens, final home game, as well as homecoming for the Dragons. That will be the Northside pregame show starting at 7, kickoff 7:30 on 93.7, 98.1 FM, and streaming online. A important programming note for you all. Jess and I a little disappointed to inform you that we will not be on air with you Friday night. That's something that I know we typically are, and take a lot of pride and enjoyment of bringing you coverage of Pickens football every Friday night. Unfortunately, we both have a conflict with a personal conflict with a good friend of ours that we cannot miss, and so we will both be out of the state, actually, so we will not be able to bring the game. But you are in good hands. Have no fear. We have set up for you to have coverage brought to you by a voice some of you may know. Mr. Caleb Frady will be bringing you the broadcast on Friday night, and we want to thank him for his willingness to help cover for us. Caleb has been on this broadcast before. He has filled in the past. I don't know if it was a year or 2 years ago.
Last year he was
my fill-in.
Yeah, he did play-by-play.
And we also, you may recognize Caleb. Caleb does some coverage for ETC as well for multiple schools in North Georgia. So he is no stranger to broadcast, very capable young man, and we know he'll be in good hands. So he will have coverage just like we always do for you on Friday night. But we will miss being with you, and I can assure you we'll be cheering for the Dragons from afar. We will tune in with him briefly on Friday night to bring you one of the favorite parts of the Friday night broadcast. We will both join for the Culver's Jasper Halftime Show Top 3. So we're not taking the week off from the Top 3. We will still have that for you Friday night during the Culver's Jasper Halftime Show. But again, have no fear. Jess and I may not be on the air, but you'll be in capable hands Friday night for the big homecoming game.
Yeah, Caleb will do a great job. You know, he's going to be going at it solo. We've never had a solo broadcast for Dragon football. I know it's been done with our sister broadcast, Cherokee Game of the Week, a few times this season. Be interested. I'm curious to see just what people think about it, how it goes. Caleb is definitely capable of doing so. I know one of the harder times would be like halftime, which is why we are going to pop in with the top three, mainly because it is enjoyable. We want to contribute as much as we can, but also just to give him some relief while he has that individual broadcast. But he'll do a great job. Hopefully, get some feedback from you guys and see how it went. Don't be afraid to let us know if you enjoyed it. We're not going to be worried you might be getting rid of us and swapping for Caleb anytime. But let us know how it goes, and we hope that maybe he'll bring a victory. When Tucker and I have certainly had a hard time doing
good
that
point.
So far, so we'll see if his record if he's 1-0 on the season versus us. So we'll see.
Very good point. Again, we appreciate Caleb. Appreciate all you listening to us and trusting us for your coverage of Pickens football all season long. I know the season hasn't been exactly what everyone hoped for, but if you're a true Dragon fan, I think a lot of people just like keeping up with these young men and what they have going on, what things are going on with the program, what things are going on in high school football around North Georgia. So we'll continue to bring you that coverage every week until the end of the season. Be sure to tune in Friday night, West Hall at Pickens in a region contest homecoming senior night for these Dragons. Caleb Frady will have the call, starting with the Northside pregame show at 7, kickoff 7:30, and Jess and I will be with you at the Culver Jasper halftime show, so be sure to tune in that. And then, of course, next week on Dragon Football Weekly, wherever you listen to your podcast, so be sure to tune in that. Till then, have a great week.